Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As it's now almost 3 days after the Marathon bombing, you've probably seen the video showing that, amid the chaos, dozens of people stepped in to help the injured, among them a physics teacher and track coach at Notre Dame Academy in Hingham. Rick Cates, who's also a certified EMT, was working as a track and field official at the finish line on Monday. The day was joyous, as he waited for 18 of his former students to cross the finish line. He'd coached some of them for their run that day. But then, just a few yards away, the first bomb went off, and Rick Cates sprang into action.
The first thing is like, oh my God, I hope it's a manhole cover or something. But when I ran toward the people that were injured, I knew that it was a picture that will be stilled in my mind forever, of the tragedy of the people injured or deceased in front of me.
Among your freshest memories, what's the first thing you remember seeing when you took those steps to run toward the explosions?
The amount of blood that was on the ground and the amount of traumatic injuries that people suffered to their legs. It's like bowling, you know, you take a bowling ball and you hit the pins. It looked like it hit everyone from their legs underneath. And immediately went into my EMT mode. Haven't been an EMT for 25 years, and there was a couple of, I think, National Guard members, police, and some of the security personnel ripping down the fence to get to the people, and went into, well, let's take care of these people. They're hurt.
What were the injuries like for the first person you helped out, Rick?
It was a leg injury. Obviously, it was a, you know, there wasn't much left of the leg. I think I probably applied 5 or 6 tourniquets to some legs, and then immediately turned to Boston Mass was working on someone who was unresponsive, and they needed help getting that person obviously to the medical tent, and grabbed the stretcher and off we went to the medical tent, dropped that person off, and then went back to get someone else. And then it was kind of a standstill. I don't really remember what I did or how I did. I always keep my rosary beads in my pocket for kind of a tradition I've had. And just started praying for those people, because what they're going through now is I couldn't even imagine.
How many people do you think you helped in those few minutes?
I couldn't put a quantitative number on it, but I would say at least 10, 12 people.
Rick, you mentioned a moment ago that when the explosions went off, your instinct was to run toward the explosions, and in fact, that's what you ended up doing. Do you know why you did that? Why you ran toward instead of running in the other direction?
I just knew it had to be done. There was people that were hurt, needed help. I've had training to take care of that, and it's just instinctive to go help people in need. If that was me, I'd want people to drop what they were doing too, and hopefully they would take care of me.
I think, Rick, that some people listening to this interview on the other end of the radio are probably saying to themselves right now, that guy is a hero. Do you think of yourself that way?
No, I don't. I think the people that are injured are heroes, because they're going to have to deal with this for the rest of their lives, or the people that are lost. I like to just think I did what I was supposed to do, you know, and I'd do it again in a second to help anyone.
We're speaking to you in Florida right now. You went down there to visit family. Are you down there also to decompress a little bit?
Well, it kind of, I guess it's both. There's nothing more important after something like this than to be with family. You know, it's obviously, it kind of fell on school vacation, so it kind of worked out well, I guess. Gives a chance to regroup. If it had happened on Monday and I had to go back to school on Tuesday to teach, it might have been very tough to put those students in the face and try to go on normal business.
Will you be back working the marathon next year?
Absolutely. I know what happened was an ugly event, and we'll never forget it. But I think the other thing, too, is that you want to continue to make those things happen.
Rick Cates, thank you very much for speaking with us. Thank you for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Rick Cates is the head track coach at Notre Dame Academy in Hingham. He's also a certified EMT.